Now let's turn the conversation today into the different communities or towards the different communities in Paris, especially in the wake of an attack by violent Islamists on the city. Sami Hathroubi is on the line. She's European Director of the Foundation for Ethnic Understanding. Samia Hathroubi, forgive me for mispronouncing your name. Thank you so much for being with
That's
us.
That's perfect. Thank you for invitation.
You work with a lot of religious communities in France. Are you worried today about a backlash?
I'm going to be very honest. So we haven't slept a lot, to be honest with you. We have been talking, and we had the whole the crisis hotline for the very beginning of the terrorist attack, since we heard it was terrorist attack. And we are afraid. I mean, we knew during Charlie Hebdo, we were very, very afraid about the impact in the community, in the social community. But now this is even worse. We had 250 people wounded, 128 people who died, and this is only temporary consequences of the terrorist attack. Of course, we are horrified. We condemn this blind violence that has touched the French society without any distinction. They killed everyone that it was in front of them in a very crowded places. And this is unprecedented in our whole history. So, of course, we are very worried.
And remind us, please, what happened in Paris and a few spots elsewhere in the country following the Charlie Hebdo attacks, because there were backlashes, if I might put it that way, against Muslims and Jews.
Exactly. So we have seen, just after Charlie Hebdo, they sent us the first letter of terror. Mm-hmm. And we respond by being together, even if we have seen and we have witnessed the rise of anti-Muslim acts of Islamophobia. We have seen, and I have seen in my daily work, mistrust between Muslim and Jewish community. This is my daily work. But I have also seen a rise of awareness, a rise of people willing to act on a daily basis to be the light in the society and to be the light in the community, to lead a better change. And we need to continue. They send us a letter of terror to try to divide us.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't let them win. They have won yesterday. They have won a great battle in this clash, not of civilization, but a clash between humanity and brotherhood against inhumanity and blind violence. And we should stick together. We are launching, we had Hot Crisis Line, but we have also meeting from tomorrow. Today we can't even go out. We are on our phone, we have on Skype, to try to organize ourselves. We all the communities and all the individuals who feel that they need to do something.
May I ask, are there people you work with who, Muslims and Jews and others, who are afraid to go out, at least for the next few days, because they might be identified by their their belief? Yes, really. What do you tell them?
So I was, just after Charlie Hebdo, I had calls from friends who were veiled, Muslim friends, and they told me that they were afraid because people were looking at the way in a very aggressive way. But I can't even imagine today. Today we are all afraid, not only Muslim, not only Jews, but all of us. Each one of us can be a victim of this blind violence, and we are not only, as Muslims, we are not only victims because they can kill us. And we have seen, we will have the name of the people who were killed, and we will see that they will be Muslims within it.
Yes.
But we can also be victims of this backlash, which is even more terrible, because it will be a way for them to win and to divide us and to put and ostracize the Muslim community.
Samia Hathroubi is a European Director of the Foundation for Ethnic Understanding, speaking with us from Paris. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks.